Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org or listen to us in full on Facebook.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is.
Did you catch that?
It is.
We've said it a couple of times.
No already. Bigger classic than a film about Superman.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to pull off.
It is.
So a few weeks ago, you know, we kind of gauged my excitement and expectations for Man of Steel.
Yes.
I have seen it.
All right.
You have seen it.
I have seen it.
And I'm going to tell you that I'm very excited.
Oh, no.
That they're already planning the sequel. So Superman will live. That's a big deal for
me. Okay.
But, yeah, there are a lot of things wrong with this movie. But there are a lot of things right with it.
Okay.
And the things that they get right, I'm excited about.
Now I'll tell you what's wrong.
Yeah.
There's way too much blow 'em up.
Absolutely.
Body blows.
Right.
In fact, somebody coming out of the theater, I heard them say, there's an awful lot of unnecessary destruction.
Yeah.
And that was my feeling, which distracted me because I have a certain bias against too much violence.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. The scale of destruction is out of whack with the emotional scale of the movie.
Good.
It there's an imbalance there.
Yes.
Now, I will tell you this, that there's been a lot of griping in years past, especially with Bryan Singer's Superman Returns, that Superman Returns was just a series of Superman catching and lifting big, heavy things. And so they wanted to see Superman fight.
Yes.
And this movie gives you that.
Good Lord.
In spades. Now, what it gets right, because Christopher Nolan was overseeing the production, but he did not direct it, the moron Zack Snyder, responsible for a lot of dopey movies.
Well, he did 300.
He did, which is a dopey movie, but it's a fun movie.
Yes.
But its scale is different.
No.
You know what I mean? He's not dealing with one of the great American characters of all time. So, Christopher Nolan takes this, you could see his touch in it, in the way the origin was told, kind of like in that Batman Begins back and forth structure. And it was great. It was handled really well. I loved what they did with the wrinkles, the new sort of tweaks that they made on Superman's origin, you know, with Russell Crowe as Jor-El.
But again, for me, too much, too long. The whole Jor-El thing was just a bit too long for me. I wanted to get into where Superman really flies for me, which is when he's on this planet trying to deal with the contradiction.
Right. Now, but here's where the movie was great, John. One of the things that people miss about Superman, thematically, is that he's an alien.
Yes.
You know? Like, it's too easy that, okay, he came from outer space, now he's raised in Kansas. You lose that. You lose what makes him so insular, what makes him so lonely, and what really informs the way he thinks, and that is because he is an alien, and they do a great job of
that,
and making how difficult it would be if you're a kid and you look up in your teacher, you're seeing through your teacher's head, you're seeing x-rays, you're seeing their muscles and her heart, like how intense that would be, and hearing everything, and how he has to control that, and how alienated he really is. And Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
he is so great.
He is.
As the dad, you know?
Actually, both Crowe and Costner were great casting.
They're both perfect. And so you really do get a great sense of Clark as alien Earthling.
But back to what I wanted more of.
Yeah.
And this would be even Superman and Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's the romantic heart of any of the Superman stories. And what I missed in this one was that the tension that's between the two of them as they try to come to terms with the differences between them. And where I thought, I just didn't find the energy between these two.
You're right. And that's partially because Lois Lane is arguably a more difficult character to get right than Superman.
Right, good point.
And she's only been done right, in my opinion, once.
Margot Kidder.
With Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
Margot Kidder had that perfect balance of toughness and innocence, you know, like how she melted around Superman figure, but how she was, you know, tough as nails reporter. You really bought that. No other actress has been able to capture that. I thought Amy Adams was a great move in that direction,
yes.
But There's just not enough development there.
Right.
Now, before we get too far...
I need to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about the two of them connecting as best as they can connect before he gets to the Daily Planet? And I realize, I guess in the story, he must have met her before, but she is certainly in on it by the time he signs up in the Daily Planet.
Right.
And I thought that I lost that great suspense and mystery of, is she ever going to know who he is?
Right.
It appears that she does.
Right. Well, that's changing the story, right?
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, comic books have been doing that since their inception. The key is still there, though, and this... I'm glad you asked it because it brings us back full circle to Henry Cavill, who I thought was a great Superman.
Yeah.
The test is, can you put on the suit and be taken seriously? And he does.
Good.
And he also, I think, does a great job of humanizing Clark.
Well, he's actually much more comfortable in his civilians than some of the other Supermen.
Sure.
They who always looked awkward somehow when
right.
they weren't in the suit. In this case, he looks like he belongs as a citizen, even though we know he's an alien.
And I didn't make this observation, but one of my coworkers did, is that he doesn't really spend any time as Clark Kent, the reporter. He's just
right.
He's
yes.
just like young Clark growing into Superman. So that alleviates some of that, like, how can I balance? Am I going to be nerdy? Am I going to be awkward? And then, you know, go into Superman. He's just this guy who's trying to figure out what his role is. The duality of Zod and Zod's, Michael Shannon
yes.
as Zod was great. His, not duality, rather, 3-2. I also thought the singularity of Zod's purpose.
Yes.
And how that comes, plays beautifully off of Superman's duality.
Well, I would have liked more lines from Michael Shannon because I think he's a fine actor.
Mm-hmm.
He is certainly intense, but I think he needed a different barber. that kind of Roman.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you noticed. It was the same barber as Jim Carrey had in Dumb and Dumber.
Anyway, yeah. You know, there's another thing, a small point.
Yeah.
That really excited me about the movie. You know, I awarded it online a C because I was so disappointed with all the destruction. But somehow the way they catapult him into the sky caught me. The
yeah.
way he moves like a rocket
yeah.
through the air. Some I don't know why, but they've got all this other fancy CGI.
Right.
But this one particular thing seemed to catch his power.
And you know why? Because, John, even you, not being as big a Superman fan as I am, obviously, there's still something magical about seeing a man in that costume. And when he takes off,
yes.
something about you takes off.
Very good.